This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
So first of all, happy Friday. Second of all, Michaela and I were just noticing how we have now reached the part of the summer, okay, here in late August, you're heading towards Labor Day next week, how we've all had the AC maybe just a click too low.
Yeah, yes.
Have you noticed that by this time of the year, like for whatever reason, like your body is adjusted or something? My wife is fighting off a cold or I don't know, the latest strain of COVID, whatever it is. But my wife's fighting something off, and she's wearing a hoodie in the house yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was still, 106?
Yeah, hot outside.
I don't know what it was. But she's got a hoodie on and whatnot. And I'm like, it's freezing in here. And I'm not that guy. I can take it.
You like the cold.
I have appreciation for it.
Okay.
But like all human beings, I'd like to be warm.
Yeah.
And I was like, can we literally, I turned it up 2 degrees in our house.
Good.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Listen, I was in a hotel yesterday and they've got that AC cranking through the hotel. It's too cold though. I hate being cold.
It's well known. I didn't realize this. It's well known throughout the WNBA that Michelob Ultra Arena is a cold building.
No way.
They call it a cold building. Yeah. I say the other night, Kayla McBride, who used to play for the Aces, she plays for Minnesota now. By the way, Aces in Minnesota tonight. Gotta have it. Like literally needed Wednesday. Really need this one.
Mm-hmm.
But Kayla goes, I give her a hug. Hey, dude, good to see you. You know, but it's still effing freezing in here.
Yeah, honestly, it is kind of cold in there. And I feel like that's not always great for the athletes. They got to like warm up and get their muscles ready. But by the time all those people come in, at least maybe it's me because I'm singing the anthem. I'm sweating from my armpits and I'm ready to go.
That's nerves.
Is that just
nerves?
That's
just you.
Yeah,
that's you fired up. Well, no, what brought it up is Michaela's wearing the... It was cold. It was cold at the Hard Rock in San Diego.
Oh, my God. No, it was freezing at the Hard Rock.
When we went to DJ school. So I bought her a hoodie.
I know. It's so cute. I wore it yesterday. I love those little... I don't usually get things from the gift store, but when somebody gifts them to me, I'll wear them for the rest of my life.
I said, she was like, it's so cold in here. I go, did you bring a sweatshirt? She's like, no. I go, come on. We'll go get one. And she's like, no. Yeah, no. And a Hard Rock gift shop is good. You know what I mean? It's quality. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I said, you'll wear this. She was like, I will wear this.
Uh-huh, and I do.
And she does.
It was the only hoodie sold this month.
Yeah. The guy was very, very, very excited.
Surprised.
Paseo Verde Little League lost to Florida. Florida was just better.
Yeah.
That's all. Florida's better. That Texas team is probably going to take the whole thing. The boys did so great.
What did you say yesterday? Like six? They made it to like top six out of the whole world.
There were only six teams left playing.
That's incredible.
Four in America and two in the international thing.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
Yeah, no, they did. They did great. It was sad that they lost yesterday, but cool. Raiders play tonight. I thought the Raiders play tomorrow night. It's no Raiders and Niners last preseason game is tonight at Allegiant. Just plan accordingly because it'll be a There's a lot of stuff going on in town.
Yeah. Right, good.
Friday, ready? Oh, one last thing. The plan is in place.
Yes.
We're ready to go. Justice for Reba shirts. Mm-hmm. We are canvassing this entire valley. Well, here's the deal. We got 125 shirts. We can't give you something we don't have. So when they're gone, they're gone.
Right.
I'll just say, Centennial Hills, you're up first. All the details coming up at 7 o'clock.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, first pick this morning. Jacqueline works with Teresa. Just got a new boyfriend. She loves him. Teresa's sweet and adorable, and everybody roots for her, you know?
Yeah.
In the office. She hasn't had a boyfriend in a while, so she's fired up. But apparently she's been, look at the new Louis Vuitton bag that my boyfriend got me. And Jacqueline's like, that's a fake. And so, Marianne, Jacqueline's also worried that Teresa's going to get embarrassed by somebody who's not as nice.
Right.
You know, about
yes.
it. And so, what do you do? What do you do?
For me, I'm not going to tell her unless she asks for my opinion.
This is tricky. It's tricky because I get the idea that they're close. So to me, She should probably tell her, but you got to do it. It's almost like, take a look at this bit. But I'm trying to play it out in my head, though.
I know.
It's ugly.
Yeah,
it's
there's no
ugly.
Way to do it in a nice way. Where it would be.
Yeah.
I knew a girl who dated a guy who got her a Rolex. And when she was showing off the Rolex, somebody goes, oh, my God, that's not real. She told the girl. And the girl didn't care that the Rolex wasn't real. She said, what else would he lie
it's the
about?
Deception. Oh, sure it is.
If he's lying about something like this, a Rolex I didn't even ask for.
Yeah, we
so
didn't
that's
even,
kind of like.
We didn't even get into that.
Right?
All right. You know what I'm going to do?
It's very tricky.
You know what? I'm going to carry this over to later, too.
Okay.
So wait. So you're no tell. Are you a tell?
Yep.
Tell or no tell?
Tell.
Adrian, tell or no tell?
More than likely, don't tell her.
Oh, man. But again, you don't want somebody else coming up going, that's not real.
Definitely, because that's happened too. I carried a fake Chanel one time and this girl called me out. She was a mean girl. I was so embarrassed in front of all of these people. So you also don't want to be embarrassed, but you also don't want to date a weird liar.
You don't want to ruin or relate. This
it's
has
complicated.
Implications.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I might carry this through. I reserve the right to answer at 8 o'clock this morning. No, we're going to carry this over to relationship rehab
Let's
later.
Let's do it.
Marianne, which size shirt do you need? Medium sexy?
Or
extra sexy? What?
Ooh,
it is
medium
sexy. It is Friday after all. All right, hang on 1 second. Chad Buchanan show shirts for you.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Let's lead off with this one. 24-year-old mountain bike guy in Idaho, his name's Zach, got separated from his friends while they were out on a ride for a couple of weeks ago. He was missing for 5 days.
Oh, that's not good. That's a long time.
They couldn't find him. Oh, obviously, that's why he was missing for 5 days. Because they couldn't. That seemed a little obvious, didn't it? Now, they couldn't find him. Really? That's why he was gone? Sometimes, man, this brain up here.
It's too much.
Listen, y'all, don't try to keep up. Don't try.
Don't be intimidated.
After five. Don't act like you're not impressed.
Yes.
After 5 days. They couldn't find him. And, you know, at that point, you got to end it sometime.
Right. Oh.
Two of his friends, Greg and Danielle, decide, let's just go back over it one more time. So they ride back out, retrace the steps, do the whole thing one more time. Found him lying next to a river, barely alive. He'd wrecked his bike. Now the thought is that he wrecked in a place they couldn't find him and then drug himself to the river or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? To get water. No, that's where he'd been, that same place 5 days.
Just right by the river.
And they just couldn't. they couldn't find him.
Oh, that's crazy.
He was in super rough shape, but now he's in the hospital. It's good feeling stories of the day, right? So he's recovering, and all thanks to his friends who just wouldn't give it. Here's Greg, the guy who found him, Greg and Danielle.
Yeah.
Greg tells the story.
Something just willed me to look right, and there he was laying right there by the river. You know, Zach was tough enough to hold out for 5 days on that mountain while he's seen people walking by. We tried to holler at them. We tried to get their attention, and so many people went by and decided that we needed to go up there because, you know, we've known this kid forever. Out of the corner of my eye, I see a guy laying by the river. Zach rolls over and he opens his eyes and he says, "Hey, man, I've been in a wreck. I'm in a bad way." And it's like, no way. We just found you.
This is why when there's things like Justice for Reba that I can't let it go.
Yeah, and I love that about you. Honestly, I feel like you made such a big deal about Justice for Reba that it continued the stories in Vegas.
And if we just one more until we find them, it's just going to be one. It's going to be one more. The idea that you might have stopped before you reached the finish line.
I couldn't live with myself.
Ever. Okay, so these are the good feeling stories.
Good.
It really is still good. That made me all emotional. A charity in Virginia called Friendly City Florals launched back in March after two friends realized that there's a ton of flowers from weddings and flower shops and different events, funerals, stuff like that get thrown out while the flowers are still perfectly good.
Oh, that's so true. Because have you ever been to a wedding where the bride will be like, take the flowers with you, go.
Take the centerpieces.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'll take two.
So this is brilliant. They've set up a way for people to donate those flowers so that they can be turned into new bouquets that they hand out at places for free at retirement homes and hospitals and whatnot. They'll also take donations from local gardeners whose flowers bloom, and then you're just going to have to cut them and get rid of them and whatever.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Yes, that's nice. Have a good weekend, everybody. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
From the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my
word. KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas.
Here we go.
Turn it up. This is 98.5 KLUC. Download the free Odyssey app for a chance at your share of $100,000 in this national contest. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Day right about this time to check in with our buddy Lindsay Pinnefell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. It has been
It
has been, and by the way, I don't know if you saw the latest video that we've put up about Justice for Reba and the shirts and everything. Yeah, Michaela is clearly taller than me.
That's right.
however, Lindsay pointed out yesterday she doesn't want to be taller. She likes being shorter, so therefore, it's a win.
Absolutely.
It's a win for our pal
Lindsay. Short and sweet mama.
Oh, it's good. And we've also determined there's no way in hell that you're 5 feet tall. You're 4'11 at best, which is cool.
I might be shrinking.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's either that or Michaela's lying about her height.
No. I am a solid 5'1.5. I will go down forever with that. She's just a little thing. Lindsay is a short little angel, 4'11.
So it's been busy. Metro, or who was it? Fox 5 was reporting that there's new video in the case of Justice for Reba. Have you heard any more about that?
Not any more about it. But obviously, they updated their story last night, which is that they are not quite at an identification phase, but there are some links that are falling into place for us at the time. That was their statement.
Just like to remind all of our friends, there's $50,000. So if you can assist them in that whole identification phase and it leads to an arrest and a conviction, $50,000.
Yeah, come on.
Here's what's funny. I don't think they tax that either.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great.
I don't know.
That's actually really good news.
I don't know. But I'm not sure if that's like earnings, capital gains, whatever. I don't know. Maybe they do. But still, 50 grand. It's 50 grand more than what you had yesterday.
Absolutely.
Taxed or
absolutely
not.
Absolutely.
Also, we have... How many flyers do you have?
I'm not to be over here and be like, we might need more t-shirts. We have 10,000 flyers
wow
by different printers in Las Vegas. I don't know if you have their names handy or if you want me to shout them.
No, you can, because they helped you, but I have them if you need them.
I'll let you do it, because I totally love your voice.
Anthony, at the UPS store on Las Vegas Boulevard. Thank you.
Here's
what's really funny, too. A lot of these names look familiar, because after we talked yesterday, then three of these folks reached out to me going, hey, well, you need flyers? We'll print flyers.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I said back to every one of them, I think Lindsay's got it handled.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And then they just took it. I didn't tell them to call you. I didn't tell them to send you an email. I just went, I think she's got it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, thanks. Let us know.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden these names pop up and I'm like, hey, I know these guys. Mm-hmm. So Anthony at the UPS store on Las Vegas Boulevard, thank you. Giuseppe Bravo of 8 Lounge and Bravo Tickets LV. Kicked in for printing.
Let's go, Giuseppe.
Steven and Greta at Valley Press of Las Vegas, Will at Horizon Print Solutions, and Joe at Moonshakers Productions. And I'm sorry, how many flyers do you have again?
10,000. And the Steve and Greta of Valley Press, they also threw in 100 like bigger size posters as well too.
Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. Well, now I'm a little embarrassed. We only have 125 shirts. And I'm interested. So here, Chet Buchanan Show, volunteer army, assemble. Centennial Hills, we're coming to you first. Tuesday from 11 to 1, we will be at the Terribles on Centennial Center. So that's basically where the 95 and the 215 come together. It's that big giant Terribles that's not far from the Home Depot and everything else that's in that not far from Centennial Toyota.
Sure.
It's all right there.
Yeah.
So our friends at Terribles, can I also just give a little shout? Because those guys rule Toy Drive every year.
Yeah.
And we thought, where's a place that we can go that we won't be in the way and somebody that we know that will say yes, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even sure the email. I had barely touched send on the email, and we got an answer back. And they were like, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, yeah, just four places? Yeah, whatever.
Oh, that's so gracious.
Whatever you need, whenever you need it, what can we do? And we were like, just don't tell us, don't kick us out.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell your people that we're coming. So. Yeah. Centennial Hills, Tuesday from 11 to 1, we're going to start there. If we still have shirts left, Wednesday, we'll go to Green Valley. There's a Terribles at Stephanie right off the freeway,
right off the
215. Stephanie and Paseo Verde, so it's a block up, mm-hmm. right? Then Thursday, we're talking about East Lake Mead and Las Vegas Boulevard. Friday, Blue Diamond and Durango. I'll be shocked if we still have shirts, but you never know.
Same. I'm telling you, when we made the post yesterday, there's so many people hashtagging Justice for Reba. They want a shirt. They want to be involved. You're going to want to get to Centennial Hills, because I think a lot of people are going to come for the shirts.
So share our post. Oh, go ahead, Lynn.
I do think also, too, as I want to say, is that everyone who has already also purchased and bought a Justice for Reba shirt, show up in your shirt, grab some flyers, because we're going to plaster this town.
Are you going to come and hang out with us?
I absolutely am.
Okay. Tuesday from 11 to 1 in Centennial Hills, meet the very famous and very short Lindsay Pinnefeld. It's a one-time only offer from 11 to 1. Please try not to crowd too much.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. Don't, you know, don't
be cool. Be smooth.
Everybody
no
be
rush
cool.
all at once, you know?
That's right. Michaela and I can only protect you so far.
It's true.
So, no, that'll be great. So, Tuesday, Centennial Hills, we're coming to you first. Green Valley, you'll get your shot after that. Then maybe a Sunrise Manor East Side after that. And then Blue Diamond and Durango if there's anything left. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 11 to 1 at Terrible's. And that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's gonna
it.
It's going to be awesome.
Cool.
And then one more shout out. I just also want to thank the Vegas community because we also put out a post for tape. And when I tell you, I think Amazon is going to be questioning why their tape is selling out right now.
Oh!
Bezos. Bezos is going to get the... Jeff Bezos is going to get the invoice. Oh, they're not... They're selling... People are buying tape and giving it to us. I thought you were saying Amazon was giving us tape and I was going to be like...
No. They're people are buying them. We also had a UPS store reach out that's going to check their supply and stock that is also going to donate tape to us as well, too. So, I mean, this community has pulled together. We put out that post for the posters and the tape, and let me tell you, they delivered.
All right. Well, let's go.
That's awesome.
Let's go. Yeah, and we'll meet up. Oh, well, no. We'll just see you on Tuesday, and you'll bring the flyers with you. Great. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Good. Nice. You bring the. We'll bring the shirts. You bring the flyers, and there we go.
You got it.
See you at Terrible's. We'll talk again tomorrow.
See you, Lynn.
Talk to you in the morning.
All right, buddy. Tomorrow's Saturday. We won't talk tomorrow.
Oh, no.
We'll talk Monday. All right, have a good weekend.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. I want to talk on Saturday, too.
I'm a little relaxed over here. Jeez. All right. See you later. We got to run.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Again, she's been the silent assassin in this game. Tara Crowley. Adrian pointed out she's answered the last six questions in a row. She's got back-to-back shutouts.
Oh, yeah.
She's got three wins.
I've tried to make the questions a little more exciting to see if it's going to throw her game a little.
Well, but you can't do that because then you'll screw up the challengers. You know what I mean?
True.
So if you try to make it tougher on her, it's tougher on them. You know?
They're just more interesting. Not tougher.
Yeah, that's true. You've been a little boring lately.
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up now. I've decided I'm going to be a little bit more interesting.
Maybe we'll just play the game. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown as Tara goes for win number four. Coming up in 3 minutes and 4 seconds.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Well, first, we got to do Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. The champion, as we have chronicled already, is Tara Crowley from Silverado Ranch. Silverado Ranch, thanks to Tara, has moved up to sixth place on the leaderboard. Sunrise Manor, also known as
the City of Champions.
They have 9 wins, so does Rhodes Ranch. Centennial Hills has 7. Hendertucky has 6. We haven't heard from Hendertucky in a minute.
In a minute. Where are you guys?
What's going on over there in Hendertucky?
Tara scared them.
You still got phones? What's going on? You still got cell towers over there in Hendertucky?
They're intimidated by Tara Crowley.
They also have 6 wins. Aliante has 5. So does Summerlin South and Wagon Wheel. Enterprise. What was that?
Someone sent a fax.
What, Tara? What was that?
It was my little ding for a text message.
Oh, sure. Your fans.
Sorry.
I understand. No, it's hard.
They are.
Please silence all phones. Thank you. The movie's about to start. Paradise has 3 wins. So does Silverado Ranch, thanks to Tara Crowley. Santa Fe, West Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, and Green Valley Ranch with 2. OG Summerlin, The Pueblos, Boca Park, Galleria, Whitney Ranch, Mountain's Edge, and Eastside with 1 win apiece. Who is our challenger today, Adrian?
We have Gil De Jesus checking in from Galleria.
All right, then. Galleria's not on this board. Oh, yeah, they are. They've got 1 win.
Mm-hmm.
Galleria going for win number 2 today. Gil, how you doing?
Good. And you, how you doing?
Yeah, man, we're living the dream. Are you kidding me? We are living the dream. Everybody, buzz in with your name. So that means when you're ready to buzz in, say your name. Don't answer.
Yes, sir.
Don't answer. And I'm only doing this because we ran into some trouble yesterday. Don't answer until we call your name because you don't want to give the answer to the other player if they buzzed in before you and you just didn't hear it. So sometimes sometimes that'll happen too. Your quiz master is the commissioner, Michaela Gordon. Here is question number one.
This pop star just followed a wedding planner on TikTok and sparking rumors she's engaged to her boyfriend, who admits he loves her like a love song.
Tara.
Who are we talking about? Is that the question?
Yes.
Who are we talking about? Tara got in first.
Is it Sabrina Carpenter?
It is not Sabrina Carpenter. Gil, do you have an answer?
J-Lo.
It is not J-Lo. However, it is Selena Gomez. Is it not?
Yes, it is.
And I, the one thing we did not mention, is that if I am the first one to three, nobody gets nothing. And then we just let caller number 25 get the prizes, which, by the way, we're giving away one of everything that we have today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Yep. So, I'm up one zip.
This A-list actress since childhood, who has now become a daytime talk show host, is vowing to be a little less handsy with her guests. What's her name?
Get it. Tara.
Drew Barrymore.
Is it Drew Barrymore? It is. And the champ's on the board.
It's official. This global pop star, famous for songs like All For You, will lead the New Year's Eve party at Resorts World and kicks off her new residency.
Tara.
Tara.
Janet Jackson.
Oh, good Lord. I was like, wow, we lost Tara. Yeah. Why we're not already giving away tickets to that, I have no idea. I don't know what's going on. Let me investigate and see what happens. Uh-huh. But I gotta believe something's gonna shake loose on this show at some point.
There you go.
Tara's got two. Gil's trying real hard, but he's not on the board yet.
I'm trying,
brother. I'm supporting you. I've got
Thank
one.
You.
This Thank female you. Rapper, known for being a savage, just announced she's hosting the VMAs.
Tara?
Megan Thee Stallion.
I wasn't even listening to the question. Is she right?
Yes, she is.
And the champion wins again. And
Let's
another
go!
Shout-out. She's got a 9-question streak going, which may be even more, but we can't remember what happened before she started getting shutouts. No, that's amazing. Gil, you gave it a good shot. I would advise you to try to play again because you're a good dude and we like having you around.
Good job, Gil.
I would do that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend. We'll see you. So we're going to put the champion on ice Monday morning at 7:10. Tara Crowley of Silverado Ranch goes for win number 5. And to try and get one of those championship belts that I still haven't ordered yet.
Yeah. Maybe next year.
Well, I don't see you stepping up to do
anything. Oh, I'll do it right now. I'll go get those belts on my feet while I'm listening to the Sabrina Carpenter album. So can I leave early?
Sure. Okay. So anyway, Tara, have a good weekend. And Monday we'll go for win number 5, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
This is the last $20 I got, but I'm going to have a good time balling tonight. Tell the bartender, line up some shots, because I'm going to get loose However, we missed an opportunity. We ruined everything. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Darcy Smith, North Las Vegas.
We missed the great opportunity. Darcy, did you hear that Michaela's going to be in another magazine?
Oh, God.
I was listening.
And we were talking about it. We were just kind of discussing it. Tell the story again. How does the article start?
First of all, thank you so much.
What's the magazine?
It's Vegas Prime Magazine.
Which I thought she said Vegas Crime Magazine, and I was like, wait a minute.
Which would also track.
Like, hold on a second. What else do I not know?
Yeah. Yeah, happened. if you missed that designer bags conversation, I could be a little bit of a criminal.
By the way, we're coming. And if you missed it, we're coming back around to it in about 15 minutes. But so Vegas Prime Magazine is doing a feature
on
Michaela, and it starts how?
Oh, God, I want to cry. It's a really special article. It opens with, growing up here in Vegas, I would be in the car with my dad, and I'd be like, turn on 98.5. And he'd listen to jazz music, of course. And I was like, I don't want that. We'd be on our way to like Crystal Palace. And that was always like our thing. So that's how the article starts and the article ends. Oh, I'm sorry when I think about my dad,
too. Just do it.
When I got the job here, I was so excited. And I called my dad first, and I was like, you're never going to believe this. I got the job at 98.5 KLUC. Oh, I'm so sorry. And I was just so excited, and then he started to cry, and it was such a full circle moment. And I'm really grateful. I'm so happy to be here.
It's the greatest.
I love my dad.
Oh, my gosh, you're going to make me cry, girl. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. I don't even know I'm crying. It's just up.
And she was having this moment. Okay, now to be fair. No, I'm not going to say it. There's mitigating circumstances. Mercury's in retrograde. There was a full moon on Monday. Aunt Flo's in the building.
Totally.
I mean, you know, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
She is just a cauldron. A cauldron of emotions and hormones.
Listen, you'll learn. I'm such a crybaby.
Oh, no,
I just
great.
Love you, Chet.
But we're in the middle of the song. We're in the middle of the song. She's having a meltdown, and I'm like, we're wasting it.
Yeah, I know. It's just awesome. Thank you, guys, and thank you, Chet.
That's the best. You know what? I'm not even going to put you through the 177-second survey. Why? Well, why don't we just give you the prizes? We'll say happy Friday, and we'll go on about our lives.
Unless I mean, I was happy to talk, but it doesn't matter. Either way.
We're doing it, then. No, we're doing
Let
it, then.
Let the
it's
woman
time.
Talk.
We're doing it, then. Give it. She wants airtime. Hey, buddy of mine's going to a gender reveal this weekend. Do you take a present?
Oh.
No, because those are ridiculous. They're so unnecessary.
Wow.
In my opinion, but I don't.
Wow.
Period. That solves that.
I mean, I feel like it's just, there's so many parties, right? They announce the pregnancy, then there's the gender reveal, then there's the baby showers. Like, are you supposed to take a present to every single one? No, just.
No, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I'll show up. You feed me. Yeah, let me get my buzz on, and then we'll go home. Yeah, and then you can blow up whatever you're going to blow up, and we'll, you know.
Yeah,
you can start a fire in the forest if you want. I don't know.
We made the right choice by going ahead and doing 100.
Yes.
You're spectacular. You deserve all the prizes. You deserve every bit of this. Okay, I can't wait to hear what this is. We'll give you a second to think about it. Another another friend of mine was like, hey, am I weird? He hates watches shows. He can't stand. He goes, so he asked me, he goes, do you really like Jada or is she, or what did he say? He goes, do you really like her? Because I've talked about, we did a thing a few years ago, Nevada Ballet Theater, Woman of the Year. We raised $200,000 in about 10 minutes.
Wow.
Because Jada said, I'll come to your house and I'll make dinner. And we had two people bidding on it. And Jada and I just hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I can't stand her. And I watch her show because I can't stand her. He goes, I don't know why. He goes, I think I hate her so much that I love her.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it was weird. And he was trying to get my take on it. Is there a show? This is pretty funny now. Is there a show that you'll watch because you hate it? That makes sense. Does this make sense?
Yes, 1,000%.
I understand it, but I don't know
anymore. But I used to watch like the reality shows, like the Kardashians and
exactly.
all that stuff, just because it made myself feel better. Because I'm like, well, I don't have their problem, you know, like I'm grateful for my life.
Girl.
But then I stopped watching them because it's like, you know, I was like, well, now this is just a waste of time.
I would tell my wife, my wife would turn on 90 Day Fiance, all the different iterations, the other way, this way, that way, his way, her way. I don't know. And I would be like, what?
I don't even know.
I would be like, this crap. Why are we watching? And I don't do that. I don't.
Right.
I don't. I would go, why are we watching this junk? I hate it. 6 hours later.
I swear
we're
to God,
watching.
Same.
6 hours later.
Yeah.
And then I'd come home the next day. What happened with what's her name? You know, did they ever finally get married? Stupid.
You're invested. I go even further. I hate watch it. And then I look them up on Instagram to see what they're doing now.
You said for you, it was
The Housewives franchise.
Yep.
And 90 Day Fiance.
And 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah. I know. What's wrong with us?
You got anything you hate watching?
Nope, don't do it.
You're not that guy.
If I don't like it, I'm not going to watch it.
He doesn't have a hateful bone in his body.
Is there anything I hate watching?
Yeah, what?
Sorry, there was a lot of crosstalk and I got lost.
Yeah, it was Adrian said he doesn't hate watch anything.
Okay, good. Well, that's positive.
Good for him.
I mean,
it's good that
you have to keep your mind space positive, right?
Sure.
So you should just watch and listen to the things that make you happy, because
yeah.
And that's why, like, I'm on no social media platforms, because it messes with your mind too much.
Did I just walk into the Democratic convention again? Are we giving speeches now? What are we doing? I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I don't. No. Oh,
I'm so
glad.
Well,
I apologize. Let's rewind.
No. You know
no
what?
Way, girl. He's just kidding. Utah.
Yeah, I'm totally kidding. You say
we
whatever.
Love you.
I thought it was funny, though, that all of a sudden you were telling us about social media and everything. That's all.
Well, because Michaela mentioned, like, Instagram, and I was like, I get that. But, I mean, I will, like, rabbit hole into, like, a Google search, but...
And to think, we were just going to give Darcy her prizes and send her on
her way.
It would
have been the biggest loss ever.
And then we would have missed out on all of this.
Right.
I know. You are welcome.
Thank you. No, thank you. The best. Yes. Yes.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, Darcy.
Fantastic. All right. Hey, go on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. However, before we get to that, first things first, Chet Buchanan Show Volunteer Army. Assemble. Justice for Reba shirts are ready to go. Justice for Reba flyers, 10,000 of them. Good Lord.
I know. God.
They're ready to go. We will be at the Terribles in Centennial Hills. The big one at Centennial Center. That one, it's so funny. To me, that's the new one, even though it's been there, 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah, of course.
But Centennial Center, not far from Home Depot, not far from Centennial Toyota. We will be there Tuesday. Just give you a chance to kind of plan it out. Centennial Hills, you go first. Justice for Reba shirts for free.
Free.
Got 125 of them, all different sizes.
And once they're gone, you said.
Yeah, yeah. So Centennial Hills will go first with you. then we've got plans for Stephanie and Paseo Verde in Green Valley on Wednesday, also from 11 to 1 at the Terribles. Right off the 215 at Stephanie. If we still have some left, then Thursday we'll move to East Lake Mead and Las Vegas Boulevard. Friday we'll go to Blue Diamond and Durango, and obviously stay here, and we'll keep you posted. And honestly, this would be a really great time to follow us on social.
Yeah. Can I actually tell you?
At 985 KLUC.
That's
yes,
right.
Tell us what?
We posted a little post about it, and somebody wrote the sweetest thing. They said, if Reba only knew how much love there was out there for her. And that was just so, so sweet. The support is incredible, and we're not going to stop.
There's a $50,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of who put Reba into the tub and mm-hmm. left her at the grocery store at Twain and Maryland Parkway. So, you know, there's that as well.
Sure, yeah.
And we want to make sure that the word stays out there and that this story stays alive. So, Tuesday, we'll see you, Centennial Hills. We'll be here soon. Jacqueline, this relationship rehab today. We talked about this earlier this morning, and it kind of stirred a bunch of stuff up. Jacqueline works with Teresa, who just got a new boyfriend. Teresa is just the sweetest person you know.
Yeah.
Teresa's been single for a while, so she's super excited about this boyfriend, right?
Love that for her.
And he just bought her a new Louis bag that she's super proud of.
Of course.
And she super loves this boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Jacqueline's pretty sure that the Louis bag is fake.
Ugh. Rough.
So, Jacqueline is afraid that somebody is just going to go, yeah, bag's fake, right? You know what I mean? Just some rando.
Yeah.
And so she's worried that Teresa's going to get embarrassed.
Yeah.
And Teresa's sweet and she loves this guy.
Of course.
And the idea that the bag is fake also opens up a number of, you know what I mean? A number of issues.
Absolutely.
Like why is this guy really that great if he's giving her, a fake bag?
Right. I told you, a girl that I knew, her man gave her a Rolex and she was so proud of it, so in love with him. We found out the Rolex was fake and she didn't care about the money, but she was like, dude, why would you lie about that? That's so weird. Changed the whole dynamic of their relationship. And I understand why.
Did you see me just bow my, did you see me dip my head?
Yeah, you
like
did.
That hurt me.
I know, because it's weird. That's a weird thing to lie about. In my opinion,
there are a number of, so we put this out there earlier and there were a number of angles to consider. What say you? So Jacqueline wants to know, here's the long and the short. Should Jacqueline tell?
Ugh.
I can make a case four different ways.
Same.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I still have not landed on a final decision on this, though.
Okay.
On this relationship rehab. It's really tough.
We go back and forth. Yeah, I hear you.
The minute I go, yeah, this is what you should do. And then I'm like, I don't know. Jacqueline works with Teresa. Teresa just got a new boyfriend. Teresa is super sweet, been single for a while, so she's super excited.
Of course.
Showing the guy off.
Yeah.
My boyfriend. All that, you know, all that. But everybody's happy for her, right?
Absolutely.
She just got a new Louis Vuitton bag that she's very proud of. However, Jacqueline says, I can tell it's fake. Now, we'll let you all say it here in a minute. So Jacqueline's worried that somebody is going to tell Teresa and embarrass her in front of everybody, but she doesn't want to crush her by telling her that the bag's fake and therefore the guy's probably fake too.
Right.
You know what I mean? So she's trying to be, hey, Morgie B, can I call you that? I call you Morgie B. And you know, and
hi, morning.
You know,
morning.
Hey, and you know our rule. We've never met a Morgan that wasn't just smoking hot.
Mm-hmm.
We've never met one. We don't think they exist. I'm just saying. We especially.
Well, I'm not letting you down now.
That's right.
You go, girl.
That's right. So, hey, if you're Jacqueline, do you tell?
No, I definitely don't think so. I mean, I've been in the reverse situation where I'm in Teresa's position, and I knew it was fake, and I was okay with that because I'm not a very materialistic type of person. And I felt like it drove a wedge in my friendship because I felt like she wasn't just happy that I'm happy. I felt like it was just them trying to find a reason for me not to be happy with that person.
Oh no.
Michaela and I are mouthing curse words at each
totally.
Other.
Totally.
We're like, oh, this is horrible.
Because that's such a perspective. You thought your friend was being a hater. And it ruined the friendship. Because I'll tell you, I'm a connoisseur of fake bags. I love them. I think they're the best. But I one time had a Chanel bag. I was leaving somewhere and a girl yelled out. She looked at it and she said, oh, this is such a nice bag. And then yelled out, oh my God, it's a fake. I was so embarrassed. And she didn't even mean it maliciously. She had a couple drinks. It came out, but she wasn't wrong. And I was so embarrassed. I never carried that bag again.
I hate this relationship.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. But I just worry that it would drive a wedge in the friendship, that it might get perceived the wrong way, or that she's worried about the wrong things. Is this guy genuinely caring about her, or is she more worried about the fact that he bought a fake bag?
But like girl to girl, is there a way to say it that's still like nice? Like, hey, I love you. You're my girl. I want to talk to you. Like, would it be different in her presentation?
It could be. Yeah, it definitely could be. But I think it also could get twisted very easily, too, even if it's presented correctly.
God, I feel like if somebody came kind to me and loving to me, because I'll tell you, when that girl found out that her man bought her a fake Rolex, and I know this girl, it was over for them because she did not care about the money. She did not care about the Rolex, but she was like, what would you lie about? What else? Like, that's so weird. And what do you think? I'm that materialistic that you would have to lie to me about a Rolex? Like, weird.
Right. Yeah, I could definitely see that, too. I mean, I guess, I don't know, maybe she doesn't know about it, or she even knows about it, and she's being hush-hush about it.
I don't think so. If you know it's fake, if you know it's fake, boy, that's a big stretch to go out in front of people going, look at my bag. It's so amazing. Because
right.
if you knew it was fake,
right.
you'd let them come to you.
That's right. You're not showcasing it.
There was a guy, we didn't get his name earlier, but there was a guy that said, also stay out of it. Mind your business. Why would you try to ruin his game? You know what I mean? He's trying to he's trying to run game here a little bit. We don't know his motivation, but maybe it's like, you know, money's tight. Money's tight right now.
Yeah, but
he wants to do a good thing, and maybe he thinks, you know, maybe he thinks he's smarter than he is. You know what I mean? She'll never know.
Yeah, but even if it's coming with good intentions, which it could be, like he wanted to give her a nice gift. It's a weird thing to, it just says enough about him. It's a weird thing to lie about.
A gift? To gift a fake bag? You're right. Is a weird, to gift a knockoff bag?
Yeah.
You know, even if that's what he's thinking, he's like, well, it's not fake, it's knockoff. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Oh, my God. All right, Morgan, hang on one second.
I agree with that.
Have fun at Common Kings VIP, obviously. All the hot girls are in the VIP section. So, hang on one second. We'll get the info. Wow, this is blowing me away. Big KB, who I just absolutely love. He's always got a great perspective on things. I want to hear what he has to say. And Jessica says tell him. Jessica says you got to tell him. We'll find out why after Sabrina Carpenter.
Three, two, one, let's go. The J Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm intrigued. I want to add one more into the list. Diana, tell her, oh, first of all, to recap, relationship rehab. Sorry, I'm so excited right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jacqueline works with Teresa, just got a new boyfriend. The boyfriend, who Teresa's super excited about because she's been single for a while, and she's just a sweet, wonderful, loving, you know, person.
Yeah, we know those girls.
Yeah, that everybody loves. Mm-hmm. So everybody's happy that she's in love. He, the guy, her boyfriend, gifted Teresa a Louis bag, but Jacqueline can tell it's fake. So she wants to tell her. She wants to tell her because she doesn't want somebody else to tell her.
Of course.
And break her heart. My screen said, Diana, my screen says, tell her and break her heart?
No, break up with him.
Yes.
What?
Yep.
That's even better than what I said.
First of all, that is misrepresentation, okay? So you're giving me a fake bag. You are misrepresenting. It's fraud.
Period. Oh my God, Chet almost spit his coffee out.
A fake bag is different than an inspiration bag. And inspiration bags are common and they're nice. And how about you just give me a nice leather bag and not spend all this money on a fake bag with your fake personality, with your fake, like, grandiose, like, everything.
Salty. Man,
yeah, and just for people don't know about inspiration bags, they're the bomb.
Now,
they're bags that look like the designer bags, but it's obvious to everybody.
But
it's inspired by.
It's not.
Yeah, it's like those perfumes when you go to Walgreens and they're like inspired by Diamonds perfume.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, which are really great.
Style.
Yeah, so if you're going to go, so the lesson that I'm taking from this is if you're not going to get the real Louis bag, then make sure that it's obvious that it's not a Louis bag. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So don't get the one.
Don't be fake.
Yes. It's true. Because also, like, what happens if you have a future with this guy? You get a home. You have a baby. You, like, get married. Like, is he trying to prove something to people? Is he? It goes so deep with it.
It sounds like
just a bag to you guys. But to us,
does it go that deep?
It does.
Is it that deep? That is
perfect.
I think people are pulling back from luxury because it's like so much already. It's just becoming ridiculous. And so it's just like, just keep it real. Like the bag.
Man, I'm glad we took your call. I really am. I'm glad we took your call. Have a great weekend. I hope you have ice cream.
You too.
You deserve ice cream this weekend. You were that good.
So good.
Awesome. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know, you go, well, I really shouldn't. But no.
But you know what? I deserve it.
But you should. Because, you know. All right, Jess, I'm interested. Why do you tell?
Because the same thing. Like, I agree. If she's out and about and somebody's calling her out, that's embarrassing. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, too, if he's lying about a bag, if it's that small that he has to lie about a bag, what makes you think he's not going to lie about something else?
But
you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want a relationship based off of a lie. If he is literally lying about a purse being so-called real, and it's not, okay, you can lie about something small like that.
Maybe my emotional fragility today that, you know, because we were talking about Michaela being in a vulnerable place.
Small.
Right, but
Jesus,
okay. But dude, the money's tight right now, and he
maybe
he loves her too, and he wants to be impressive, and he wants her to be impressed, and he thinks he's pulling one over, not in a bad way, but in a baby, I love you, and I want you to have something really cool, and no, maybe nobody will know, and then we're all going break up with him, and he's a scumbag, and what else is he lying about?
Yeah, any woman in their right mind, like, they would more so care more so about honest. Like, the bag is just a material. If she's a materialistic type of person, fine. Don't get her a fake bag because she's going to know.
Yeah, because also picture this. This is a very common thing. You're in the dressing room or you're shopping somewhere. Another woman sees this Jacqueline's bag. Jacqueline thinks it's real. The girl goes, oh, I love your bag. And Jacqueline's like, thank you so much. My man got it for me. And the girls know that it's a fake bag. They might make fun of her. They might be mean to her. Now they're laughing at her. She's got to be in on whatever it is fake, yeah. Real.
Fine, fine, great.
And like I said, if she's a materialistic type of person, she's going to know if that bag is bag is fake.
Good. Yeah, no, also do what I did. Get a, pick out a fake bag and let my fiance Lisa buy it for me.
We all know. How about, well, okay, but how about this? Sure. I never want to hear about Teresa faking it once.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
We've already got crazy drama in town. Have you been following the Robert Telles trial?
No, and I love drama.
So it's true crime right here in our city. There was a reporter for the RJ that was writing about corruption and bad business going on with this Robert Telles guy who held some public office, whatever. Mm-hmm. The reporter ends up dead. This guy, it looks like he did it, right? So the murder trial has now started. And the guy is on the stand telling why he didn't do it and how it couldn't have been him.
Right.
There's a fair amount of evidence. I'm not, you know, look, it's not for me to decide. That's for the judge and the jury, but it's one of those. So we've got our own drama going on here with that. I don't know. This Florida still got us beat, as you might imagine.
And they always will.
This is so wild. 55-year-old dude, Jose Marti Alvarez, is facing a felony charge after he was caught, follow me now, impersonating a pizzeria. Now, it's a fairly common prank to pretend you're somebody else.
Yeah.
To mess with somebody else, you know? Right. But usually it's because you got an axe to grind, or you want to put them out of business, or you're mad, or
totally.
You know, whatever it is.
There's motivation.
This Robert Telles guy says that he couldn't have murdered the RJ reporter, that somebody else has it in for him. This guy's such a narcissist.
Oh, God.
He's so wound up in him and how cool he is that, oh, no, somebody's got it out for me. Like anybody cares enough. And they murdered a guy just to frame him because he's so important.
Obviously.
You know what I mean? So this Jose, he also had his own elaborate and quite bizarre scheme. He would go to hotels and distribute fake flyers pretending to be an actual
pizza guy,
pizzeria, the whole place. Only the flyers would have Jose's number on them. Then he would take orders, make crappy pizzas, and deliver them. Now, this seems like a lot of work, mostly because it is.
I was just, of all things, I was going to say, this is a lot of work for a little bit of money.
It's enough work that you, oh yeah, I guess you do get paid, I suppose. And it's enough work that you might just open your own place.
Yes.
But his motivation, I guess he did open his own place. You know what I mean?
Kind of. Even though
it wasn't, yeah. Apparently, he just wanted to use the other place's name and reputation to get the business, to get phone calls.
Right.
But he really just wanted to make cheap, bad pizzas. He don't hate them.
Oh.
He doesn't have a problem with them.
Oh.
He just...
Thinks
this is funny or something.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing funny about cheap, bad pizza, buddy. That's more of an insult than anything
else. You know what? It's like a lot of other things. The worst pizza I ever had was still pretty damn good. Jose's been doing this for years. This went on. For years this went on.
Wow.
The real pizzeria couldn't figure it out.
Oh, God.
So they finally had the police track him down. They figured, with Yelp reviews and stuff like that, they were like, wait a minute.
Right.
We never delivered a pizza to that hotel at that time, yada, yada. So they had the police track this guy down. They had been getting strange complaints and bad reviews off and on. And then, so Jose is now facing a charge with organized scheme to defraud, along with aggravated battery. Now, see, the hotel caught wind of this and apparently tried to stop him from putting out the flyers. And he may or may not have bumped a staff member with his vehicle. But this guy, all because he had some weird urge to serve people bad pizza. is now going to face, yeah, we don't have a mental health problem in this country.
Not
you're
at
right.
all. We've no, got entrepreneurial
right.
spirit.
You're right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I just saw a thing 2 seconds ago. Somebody in Australia decided to let themselves out of a plane and just use the emergency exit and get out.
Oh, great.
You
love that.
Can't do that. Why?
Good for you.
What in your brain makes you so special? And I get it. If you've got a connection and stuff like that, you still just can't go out the emergency exit.
Yeah.
You can't.
Kind of clever, though. Not acceptable.
This is frustrating, and I want to know if you're cool with this or not cool with this, because I'm conflicted. 36 flights canceled, 200 flights delayed at an airport in Japan last weekend after a pair of scissors went missing in a store that was near the gates. Isn't that wild? Authorities were desperately trying to find these scissors. Passengers had to go back through security in case you're stashing the scissors. Eventually, the flights resumed. They never did find the scissors. The next day, they found the scissors in the same store that they went missing from. It's unclear where they were hiding or if they planned to, you know, attach them like they do with the pens at the bank. Man, that's an old reference, isn't it? But I was trying to think of something that had I guess the credit card.
It's like when you go to the bathroom at like Starbucks and they put that humongous keychain on the key.
Yeah,
and you're
doing
like
that
dragging it behind you to use the restroom.
Amen. Is that what they're going to do with the scissors? They should oughta. Now, here's the thing. Airport officials say the problem was due to insufficient storage and management systems at the store, which sounds silly and it sounds like a lot of words to just go, somebody screwed up, whatever. Are you annoyed by this or are you thankful that possibly a bad person didn't see an opportunity and things could have gone really, really bad? I know. Now, listen, I'll take the pressure off you. I know that the nice thing, if you've got the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other.
Right.
The angel's going, it's a great thing that no one was able to stab people and hijack a plane, which I understand.
Yeah.
I am siding with the devil. Look, I'll fight him. I need to get home.
Be mad.
I'll fight the dude with the scissors. I'm not scared of that guy. I'll take that guy on with a pillowcase full of Coke cans, you know?
Yeah. I've been on the other side where I went through TSA years ago with what I thought was okay. After I made it through TSA, the security rushes over. It's a whole issue. I didn't realize I had been gifted a lighter that looked like a gun.
Sure. Oh, yeah, bad.
And they went crazy. I'm so thankful that they did.
Yep.
The people in the TSA line behind me dirty looked me through the airport to the gate. They were so irritated by me, but I was appreciative that they wanted us to be safe. I've never made that mistake again.
I have an item with me, a toy drive called a multi-tool. It's got pliers. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
Those. But yeah, yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Sure, yeah, they're amazing. I had a 4-year stretch where, because I kept it in my work bag, right? So I had a 4-year stretch where literally every time I would go through TSA after toy drive, I had a stupid multi-tool in my bag. I'd be like, yeah, just take it.
Yeah.
Fine. I knew every year I was going to lose it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. Did you know this, Michaela Gordon?
Tell me.
I did not. In the United States, fires are categorized into 5 different classes. An A fire is ordinary combustibles. A B fire is flammable liquids and gases. A C fire is electrical fires. D is metals, especially like batteries and whatnot, and potassium. And K, I don't know why it's not E, A, B, so A, B, C, D, K.
Yeah, that's random.
Whatever. Cooking oils and fats.
I didn't know that, but that actually makes sense because I'm sure you have to like differentiate what kind of fire before you send 10 firefighters for one little, like, little tiny fire.
And, yeah, you got to know what you're going to...
Yeah, what you're working with.
But does it matter? There's not different types of water to take on a fire.
But you don't throw water on a cooking oil fire type
That's
of thing.
True.
But yeah, but so do I need to know that it's class K fire? No, it's cooking oil. Calm down, Captain. You know, whatever. There is a psychological theory called the Blue 7 phenomenon. You love stuff like this. Do you know what the Blue 7 phenomenon is?
No.
The average person. Whoa. What's your favorite color?
Red.
What's your favorite number?
11.
Yeah, you know what? You're not average. Anyway, the average person will say their favorite color is blue and their favorite number is 7. No one's exactly sure why
happens,
but it's the Blue 7 phenomenon.
I'm asking everyone today.
You'll never forget it now.
Uh-uh.
You'll always know that.
Uh-huh.
All right. I think, you know what? That's enough. Let's go. It's Friday. Let's get out of here. The Blue 7 phenomenon. My mind's a bit blown. I'm telling you. Oh, the word mob comes from the Latin word mobile vulgus. That sounds like something sexual, but it really just means fickle common people. There, now we're done.
Okay, we're otherwise leaving. Known as Italians. No, just kidding.
And, yeah, right? And goodbye is actually a shortened version of the phrase, God be with you. So, goodbye. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. And by the way, we've had a lot of people asking about Justice for Reba, a lot of different stuff. You can always drop into my DMs, and I write back mostly, and I'm pretty good for a follow back, to be honest with you. So at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, or follow us collectively at 985KLUC.
And that page, too, will have more updates, too, on the official Instagram of the station. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Chet Buchanan Show and the Unlikely Podcast on that free Odyssey app.
Yeah, follow me at Mikayla Gordon, MIKALAH. I'll see you tonight at Delilah.
And do not drop into Mikayla's DMs. You're wasting your time. Okay? And no, she's not sending you feet pictures. So knock
Unless
it off.
Unless you're paying. No. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
So on OnlyFans, also MIKALAH.
No.
All right, listen. What are you doing with Delilah tonight? Oddly, no sporting events for me in town.
Nice.
Well, buckle up, partner, because they're coming. Football season's
here. Oh, my God.
I know. Enjoy while you can.
Hockey and WNBA playoffs start intertwining and freaking college football with that thing next Saturday and Labor Day weekend. Yeah, true. Rest up. Labor Day weekend's coming. And next week, Justice for Reba shirts all over the valley. Oh, have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
We've already got crazy drama in town. Have you been following the Robert Tellis trial?
No, and I love drama.
So it's true crime right here in our city. There was a reporter for the RJ that was writing about corruption and bad business going on with this Robert Tellis guy who held some public office, whatever. Mm-hmm. The reporter ends up dead. This guy, it looks like he did it,
yeah.
Right? So the murder trial has now started. And the guy is on the stand telling why he didn't do it and how it couldn't have been him.
Right.
There's a fair amount of evidence. I'm not, you know, look, it's not for me to decide. That's for the judge and the jury, but it's one of those. So we've got our own drama going on here with that. I don't know. This Florida still got us beat, as you might imagine.
And they always will.
This is so wild. 55-year-old dude, Jose Marti Alvarez, is facing a felony charge after he was caught, follow me now, impersonating a pizzeria. Now, it's a fairly common prank to pretend you're somebody else.
Yeah.
To mess with somebody else, you know? But usually it's because you got an axe to grind, or you want to put them out of business, or you're mad, or
totally.
You know, whatever it is.
There's motivation.
This Robert Tellis guy says that he couldn't have murdered the RJ reporter, that somebody else has it in for him. This guy's such a narcissist.
Oh, God.
He's so wound up in him and how cool he is that, oh, no, somebody's got it out for me. Like anybody cares enough. But and they murdered a guy just to frame him because he's so important.
Yeah, obviously.
You know what I mean? So this Jose, he also had his own elaborate and quite bizarre scheme. He would go to hotels and distribute fake flyers pretending to be an actual
pizza guy,
pizzeria,
uh-huh.
The whole place. Only the flyers would have Jose's number on them. Then he would take orders, make crappy pizzas, and deliver them. Now, this seems like a lot of work, mostly because it is.
I was just, of all things, I was going to say, this is a lot of work for a little bit of money.
It's enough work that you, oh yeah, I guess you do get paid, I suppose. And it's enough work that you might just open your own place.
Yes.
But his motivation, I guess he did open his own place. You know what I mean?
Kind
Even
of.
Though it wasn't, yeah. Apparently, he just wanted to use the other place's name and reputation to get the business, to get phone calls.
Right.
But he really just wanted to make cheap, bad pizzas. He don't hate them.
Oh.
He doesn't have a problem with them.
Oh.
He just...
just wanted to make...
thinks this is funny.
Cheap,
or
bad
something.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing funny about cheap, bad pizza, buddy. That's more of an insult than anything
else.
You know what?
It's like a lot of other things. The worst pizza I ever had was still pretty damn good. Jose's been doing this for years. This went on. For years, this went
on.
Wow. The real pizzeria couldn't figure it out.
Oh, God.
So they finally had the police track him down. They figured, you know, with Yelp reviews and stuff like that, they were like, wait a minute.
Right.
We never delivered a pizza to that hotel at that time, yada, yada. So they had the police track this guy down. They had been getting strange complaints and bad reviews off and on. And then, so Jose is now facing a charge with organized scheme to defraud, along with aggravated battery. Now, see, the hotel caught wind of this and apparently tried to stop him from putting out the flyers. And he may or may not have bumped a staff member with his vehicle. But this guy, all because he had some weird urge to serve people bad pizza is now going to face, we don't have a mental health problem in this country.
Not at all. We've got entrepreneurial spirit.
You're right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Just saw a thing 2 seconds ago. Somebody in Australia decided to let themselves out of a plane and just use the emergency exit and get out.
Oh, great. Love that.
You can't do that. Why?
Good for you.
What in your brain makes you so special? And I get it. If you've got a connection and stuff like that, you still just can't go out the emergency exit.
Yeah.
You can't.
Kind of clever, though. Not acceptable.
This is frustrating, and I want to know if you're cool with this or not cool with this, because I'm conflicted. 36 flights canceled, 200 flights delayed at an airport in Japan last weekend after a pair of scissors went missing in a store that was near the gates. Isn't that wild? Authorities were desperately trying to find these scissors. Passengers had to go back through security
again
in case you're stashing the scissors. Eventually, the flights resumed. They never did find the scissors. The next day, they found the scissors in the same store that they went missing from. It's unclear where they were hiding or if they planned to, attach them like they do with the pens at the bank. Man, that's an old reference, isn't it? But I was trying to think of something that had a credit card.
It's like when you go to the bathroom at like Starbucks and they put that humongous keychain on the key.
Yeah,
and
they're doing
that. Dragging it behind you to use the restroom.
Amen. Is that what they're going to do with the scissors? They should oughta. Now, here's the thing. Airport officials say the problem was due to insufficient storage and management systems at the store, which sounds silly and it sounds like a lot of words to just go, somebody screwed up, whatever. Are you annoyed by this or are you thankful that possibly a bad person didn't see an opportunity and things could have gone really, really bad? I know. Now, listen, I'll take the pressure off you. I know that the nice thing, if you've got the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other.
Right.
The angel's going, it's a great thing that no one was able to stab people and hijack a plane. Which I understand.
Yeah.
I am siding with the devil. Look, I'll fight him. I need to get home.
Be mad.
I'll fight the dude with the scissors. I'm not scared of that guy. I'll take that guy on with a pillowcase full of Coke cans, you know?
Yeah. I've been on the other side where I went through TSA years ago with what I thought was okay. After I made it through TSA, the security rushes over. It's a whole issue. I didn't realize I had been gifted a lighter that looked like a gun.
Sure. Oh, yeah, bad.
And they went crazy. I'm so thankful that they did.
Yep.
The people in the TSA line behind me dirty looked me through the airport to the gate. They were so irritated by me, but I was appreciative that they wanted us to be safe. I've never made that mistake again.
I have an item with me, a toy drive called a multi-tool. It's got pliers. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
Those. But yeah,
they're amazing. I had a 4-year stretch because I kept it in my work bag, right? So I had a 4-year stretch where literally every time I would go through TSA after toy drive, I had a stupid multi-tool in my bag. I'd be like, yeah, just take it.
Yeah.
Fine. I knew every year I was going to lose it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, did you know this, Michaela Gordon?
Tell me.
I did not. In the United States, fires are categorized into 5 different classes. An A fire is ordinary combustibles. A B fire is flammable liquids and gases. A C fire is electrical fires. D is metals, especially like batteries and whatnot, and potassium. And K, I don't know why it's not E. A, B, C, D, K.
Yeah, that's random.
Whatever. Cooking oils and fats.
I didn't know that, but that actually makes sense because I'm sure you have to like differentiate what kind of fire before you send 10 firefighters for one little, like, little yeah, right. tiny
and,
fire.
And, yeah, you got to know what you're going to...
Yeah, what you're working with.
But does it matter? There's not different types of water to take on a fire.
But you don't throw water on a cooking oil fire type
That's
of thing.
True.
But yeah, but so do I need to know that it's it's class K fire? No, it's cooking oil. Calm down, Captain. You know, whatever. There is a psychological theory called the Blue 7 phenomenon. You love stuff like this. Do you know what the Blue 7 phenomenon is?
No.
The average person. Whoa. What's your favorite color?
Red.
What's your favorite number?
11.
Yeah, you know what? You're not average. Anyway, the average person will say their favorite color is blue and their favorite number is 7. No one's exactly sure why
happens,
but it's the Blue 7 phenomenon.
I'm asking everyone today.
You'll never forget it now.
Uh-uh.
You'll always know that.
Uh-huh.
All right. I think, you know what? That's enough. Let's go. It's Friday. Let's get out of here. The Blue 7 phenomenon. My mind's a bit blown. I'm telling you. Oh, the word mob comes from the Latin word mobile vulgus. That sounds like something sexual, but it really just means fickle common people. There, now we're done.
Okay,
we're
otherwise leaving. Known as Italians. No, just kidding.
And, yeah, right? And goodbye is actually a shortened version of the phrase, God be with you. So, goodbye. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. And by the way, we've had a lot of people asking about Justice for Reba, a lot of different stuff. You can always drop into my DMs, and I write back mostly, and I'm pretty good for a follow back. To be honest with you. So at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, or follow us collectively at 985KLUC.
And that page, too, will have more updates, too, on the official Instagram of the station. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Chet Buchanan Show and the Unlikely Podcast on that free Odyssey app.
Yeah, follow me at Mikayla Gordon, MIKALAH. I'll see you tonight at Delilah.
And do not drop into Michaela's DMs. You're wasting your time. Okay? And no, she's not sending you feet pictures. So knock
it off. Unless you're paying. No. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
So on OnlyFans, also, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
No.
All right, listen. What are you doing with Delilah tonight? Oddly, no sporting events for me in town.
Nice.
Well, buckle up, partner, because they're coming. Football season
is
here.
My God.
I know. Enjoy it while you can.
Hockey and WNBA playoffs start intertwining and freaking college football with that thing next Saturday and Labor Day weekend. Yeah, true. Rest up. Labor Day weekend's coming. And next week, Justice for Reba shirts all over the valley. Oh, have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, did you know this, Michaela Gordon?
Tell me.
I did not. In the United States, fires are categorized into five different classes. An A fire is ordinary combustibles. A B fire is flammable liquids and gases. A C fire is electrical fires. D is metals, especially like batteries and whatnot, and potassium. And K, I don't know why it's not E, A, B, so A, B, C, D, K.
Yeah, that's random.
Whatever. Cooking oils and fats.
I didn't know that, but that actually makes sense because I'm sure you have to like differentiate what kind of fire before you send 10 firefighters for one little like little yeah, right. Tiny and, fire.
And yeah, you got to know what you're gonna.
Yeah, what you're working with.
But does it matter? There's not different types of water to take on a fire.
But you don't throw water on a cooking oil fire type
That's
of thing.
True.
But yeah, but so do I need to know that it's it's class K fire? No, it's cooking oil. Calm down, Captain. You know, whatever. There is a psychological theory called the Blue 7 phenomenon. You love stuff like this. Do you know what the Blue 7 phenomenon is?
No.
The average person. Whoa. What's your favorite color?
Red.
What's your favorite number?
11.
Yeah, you know what? You're not average. Anyway, the average person will say their favorite color is blue and their favorite number is 7. No one's exactly sure why
happens,
but it's the Blue 7 phenomenon.
I'm asking everyone today.
You'll never forget it now. You'll always know that.
Uh-huh.
All right. I think, you know what? That's enough. Let's go. It's Friday. Let's get out of here. The Blue 7 phenomenon. My mind's a bit blown. I'm telling you. Oh, the word mob comes from the Latin word mobile vulgus. That sounds like something sexual, but it really just means fickle common people. There, now we're done.
Okay,
we're
otherwise leaving. Known as Italians. No, just kidding.
And, yeah, right? And goodbye is actually a shortened version of the phrase, God be with you. So, goodbye. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. And by the way, we've had a lot of people asking about Justice for Reba, a lot of different stuff. You can always drop into my DMs, and I write back mostly, and I'm pretty good for a follow back. To be honest with you. So at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, or follow us collectively at 985KLUC.
And that page, too, will have more updates, too, on the official Instagram of the station. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Chet Buchanan Show and the Unlikely Podcast on that free Odyssey app.
Yeah, follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. I'll see you tonight at Delilah.
And do not drop into Michaela's DMs. You're wasting your time. Okay? And no, she's not sending you feet pictures. So knock
Unless
it off.
Unless you're paying. No. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
So on OnlyFans, also, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
No.
All right, listen. What are you doing with Delilah tonight? Oddly, no sporting events for me in town.
Nice.
Well, buckle up, partner, because they're coming. Football season's
here. Oh, my God.
I know. Enjoy while you can.
Hockey and WNBA playoffs start intertwining and freaking college football with that thing next Saturday and Labor Day weekend. Yeah, true. Rest up. Labor Day weekend's coming. And next week, Justice for Reba shirts all over the valley. Oh, have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!